Welcome to Mini Thoughts, Episode 1. I'm Mary Cannon, and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably know about Mini House, Big Thought. Mini Thoughts is a tidbit or a follow-up idea from a previous podcast. Our previous podcast, Episode 1, was about ennui or boredom. My mini thought is to challenge you to think about how you respond to someone who says that they're bored. As much as children are challenged by being bored in the summertime, often parents are challenged at how to respond to them. Often we might react and suggest something for them to do. A child says they're bored and you say, well, if you're bored, I'll give you something to do. A challenge, though, might be for parents to think about when a child expresses their boredom, to think about it as an opportunity to better understand your child and to acknowledge that they just shared a really important feeling with you. Now, the hard part is that as parents, we often try to change our children's difficult feelings because usually we want our kids to be happy and we don't want them to have that negative feelings or difficult feelings. But the path to happiness is often through more difficult feelings. And as parents, learning how to name and validate all of our children's feelings can be very tricky, but is very important. So if we want to respond and not react to our children's feeling, boredom is a great one to practice on. So the next time your child says that they're bored, ask them some questions to get to know them better. You can ask, what does that feel like to you? What does it mean to you? When did it start? When do they think it might end? And do they want or need anything from you as their parent to help them with their boredom? These are all great questions to ask your child, no matter what their feeling is. Any way that you can check in with them might be appreciated by your child and will help you get to know your child better. Then, if they don't want or need anything from you, it's perfectly okay to just let them be bored. Some great ideas come from boredom from time to time. That was my mini thought. Thanks for listening.